You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. It is Thursday here on the radio when this is airing. Thank you for tuning in to God's frequency. That's WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. He's got a word for you today, and you're going to hear something strange to your ears here this morning. Coming up in a minute, real quick, I want to invite you out to Ireland this weekend. My sermon is entitled Introducing John the Baptist. You know, there's more to this guy than meets the eye. We're going to have an in-depth look at the person of John the Baptist this week, Sunday at 10:30. We're going to have a Christmas lunch right afterwards. You are invited. Love to meet you and greet you. And I invite you to Ireland this weekend, Sunday morning, 10:30, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Monday night, the following day, candlelight service at 5:30. My sermon there is The Word Became Flesh, and we're going to sing some wonderful Christmas, known as carols. They're great hymns, great theology behind the songs. And that will be our candlelight service Monday at 5:30. Now here today, we're wrapping up this message. My power is perfected in weakness. And I said, you're going to hear some things strange to your ears that perhaps you've never heard before. And that is, starts with the word therefore. Meaning after all that's happened to the Apostle Paul, this is what he's learned from all this. Matter of fact, he says the word therefore twice. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, starting in verse 9. When Jesus said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. This is after Paul prayed three times for a deliverance from this demon. Isn't it funny how you and I and people, we try to command demons out, and Paul didn't do that. He had a demon. He didn't command it. He prayed to God about it, and God said this to him. He said, my grace is sufficient, or my grace is all that you need. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, there's the first therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Now for another therefore. Therefore, I take pleasure in. Now here comes his list. You can put a colon right there. Here comes the list that the Apostle Paul of things, items, he takes pleasure in. I take pleasure in infirmities, reproaches, needs, persecutions, and distresses for Christ's sake. And then he sums it up with this truth, spiritual truth that he learned. For when I am weak, then I'm strong. Enjoy the last part of this message now. My power is perfected in weakness.
Notice too, the solution for this terrible condition of having a demon torment Paul. Look at here. Again, where are we at now? Verse 8 or 9. Jesus said, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength, that is, the strength to overcome what you're going through. My strength is made perfect in weakness. He says, my grace is sufficient. But I can't hold grace. I can't see it. I can't touch it. Why don't you give somebody else grace? I want a rocket launcher. I can't hold on to it. Give him some grace. See how you can hold on to it. You can't see it. I'm going to give everything you need for this victory. I'm going to give you some grace. I need something more tangible. Oh, no, you don't. Jesus says, my grace is all that you need. And what's that? Grace is something that you haven't earned. By grace are you saved through faith. My grace is all that you need. And then the Lord Jesus said to him, he said, my power, in other words, here comes my rocket launcher. My power is perfected in weakness. So, have we answered all of the questions this morning? Who said no? Number one, what is Paul's thorn in the flesh? Answer, a demonic entity. Number two, who ultimately gave it to him? God, sovereignly, might have used the demon to do it, but God is the one that kept him humble. Satan doesn't keep you humble. Satan's aim is to steal, kill, and destroy, and leave you as a pile of rubble. Not to keep you humble. Satan doesn't love you. God loves you. Satan hates you. Big difference. Number three, why did the person responsible give it to him? Answer, to keep him humble, so that he wouldn't end up like Satan. Number four, should I ask for one to see if I'm up for it? Answer, if only you are a fool. Number five, does God use sickness to make me strong? Answer, you bet he does. You bet. You are at the mercy of God. See, you can't do this on your own. You need help. All the greatest weapons in the world aren't going to help you, but the grace of God is all that you need. For my power, Greek word. All right, there's a lot of Pentecostals in here today. My wife was one of them. You guys, someone in here, tell me what the Greek word is for power. Starts with a D. Dynamite. Dunamis. The dynamite of God is made possible through you being on your knees. Power. My power is perfected in weakness. And now, look at what the Apostle Paul's learned from all of this. Starting in verse 9. He's learned a lot here, which is why we have not only one, but two therefores. Normally you get one. Today, demon in tow, he's learned two. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my weaknesses. Won't find that on television, friend. Boast in my weaknesses? Weakness is the Greek word asthenia, which also can be translated infirmity, like the sign they used to hang in a hospital or in the military where all the sick people are. Infirmity. Paul says he boasts in them. I will boast in my weakness. That is, thank you, God, that I'm weak. Thank you, God, I've got this ailment or sickness that draws me closer to you every day. Thank you, God, for this heart condition, because I live every day knowing you hold every breath of mine in your very hands. They asked the songwriter Fanny Crosby once, who wrote 100 songs in these Baptist hymnals here, if she was mad at God that she became blind, and scoffed at that suggestion and said she thanks God every day for her condition, because her condition drove her to the very throne of God. a condition that she would never give up. I will boast in my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So there's the first therefore. Now here's the second one that he's learned and says, verse 10, he says, therefore I delight in. Here's a list of things the Apostle Paul delights in. You might find this a little bit different than your list. He delights in weakness, Greek word infirmity, sickness. Number two, he delights in insults. How are you doing with that one? You know, the Apostle Paul behind his back. History has him as a fat, bald-headed Jew with a hook nose. And that's what they said about him behind his back. Can you imagine him? Thank you, God, they called me a bald-headed Jew with a hook nose. Better not say that to Elijah. Praise God for people on the island that know the word of God. Hey, you baldy, what's going on? Don't try that at home. For those that might not know, read it for yourself. Read what happened when they called the prophet, hey, baldy. The third thing he delights in, he delights in calamities. I think the King James, the New King James says, needs, someone help me. The Greek word has, and I have my translation, calamity. Huh? Needs. A delight in needs? I mean, this stuff is all foreign to us. We got to flip the script, church. We're doing it backwards. I get all mad just because one traffic light's broken and it's red more than it's green. And he delights in persecutions. Someone says they hate my radio show or my... I'll take it personal for weeks. I got to learn how to do this. Because when you can get this down and mastered, when I am weak, then I am strong. And we all need the power of Christ to rest. I think of the Lord Jesus when he was baptized. And as the Holy Spirit came down and rested and descended on him. Let me go on with his list. I delight in weaknesses, insults. I delight in calamity. I delight in persecutions. And lastly, I delight in distresses for Jesus' sake, for Christ's sake. And we'll end it with this secret here, which is still true today, but a secret no longer. And after all of this, this is what the apostle shares with all of you today. He says, for whenever I am weak, then I'm strong. Amen? That's Paul's thorn in his flesh and what he learned from it. So remember, church, my grace is sufficient for you. For Jesus says that my power, his dynamite, is perfected in weakness.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter.